Find out the benefits of a properly insulated house.
Stay cool.
The main thing we have noticed is the reduction of outside noise. Sometimes it's so quiet, it's almost creepy.
A cooler house, lower energy bills, and a more peaceful home. Find out how. It's Rosie on the House with Thermal Advantage talking insulation.
Our Rosie Certified Thermal Advantage Insulation Specialist, Mr. Dennis Rodenberg, here in studio this morning to help answer. And all the lines are filled, and they're all filled with insulation questions, and we're going to get to every one of them. But before I do, Dennis, I know you and I feel very passionately about this same thing. Where do you feel people should start before they start spending a dime on driving down their utility bill?
Well, a lot of people now can get an energy audit done pretty inexpensively on their home. Now, there's also things that are kind of no-brainers. If they don't have wall insulation at all and they have a masonry home, you may not feel like you need an audit to tell you that you need it.
Yeah.
Or same thing with other appliances in your home. But it's very beneficial for a person to get an energy audit that can do some blower door testing to test the duct leakage, test the air permeability of the home, and also the thermal scan of the home to see if they need it, especially if they have a house that's wood-framed and they're thinking about putting more insulation in the walls. They may not need it because it already has insulation in it. That doesn't mean it's installed perfectly, but it doesn't mean that most of the home may be just fine.
I love some of the thermal imaging before and after pictures of the masonry homes that you've done. What the inside west-facing wall temperature is before you inject the foam and after you inject the foam, it's a pretty magnificent difference.
It's dramatic. And we've also done work for Fort Huachuca on some historical buildings there in Sierra Vista. And that was part of our contract, is that the infrared had to be done before and after on buildings that were built during the Civil War.
Wow.
And they came out for it just fine. I mean, you can tell exactly where the insulation is, and it's amazing, the difference.
That's cool. Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage injects foam into your concrete masonry home. Romy, I know we've got a lot of callers, been very patient. Let's get to them, buddy.
Before we do that.
Oh, yes, honey.
Oh.
We wanted to mention that Dennis is giving away, Thermal Advantage is giving away a $200 gift certificate and for a customer appreciation for 15 years in business. And if y'all want a chance to win that, you can go to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Give us a little email and let us know that you're interested in winning. And we'll draw a winner at the end of the show today.
$200. Spend any way you want.
Now? Am I going to get... do we have any more O's?
Nope.
Good to go.
Oops. All right. Neil.
Yes?
Go ahead, sir. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. I am up here in Mountain Air, just south of Flagstaff, and I have a summer cabin that was built back in 1971 with 2x4 construction and on pillars. Originally, it was a summer cabin, and now we live here year-round. We don't deal with too much heat like you guys do down there, but during the winter, it gets cold, and there's no underfloor insulation. It's just plywood on top of the beams, and I was wondering if going over the 2x4 construction of the walls, because it's only 1/8 inch wood paneling, and there is insulation back there, but it's 2x4s, so would drywall, a 1/2 inch drywall, help solve some of the cold issues, and then just carpeting, just regular, padded carpeting, because it actually has that real nasty schoolroom carpeting. There's no insulation factor to it at all, and it gets cold.
Beautiful Mountain Air, Arizona. You know, we have a Rosie certified bed and breakfast in Mountain Air called Avenue Lodge.
Oh, yes. They have wine tasting there every couple weeks.
Yes, they do. We were there just a couple weeks ago, and I kind of walked through the neighborhood, and I scoped out, okay, how can Jennifer and I get up here and drag the horses and find some trails up in that area? Just absolutely a beautiful part of the state.
Born and raised and have no plan on moving anywhere else.
No, I can't imagine. Okay, 1971 cabin. Now, what I didn't, the one picture I don't have in my mind yet is, what is the outside wall surface of the cabin? Is it just wood siding?
It's wood siding, redwood siding, stained dark, yes.
Okay. And the 2x4 wall, when I step inside the house,
I don't see the framing of the house there with the siding on it, do I?
No. Okay. It's just an eighth-inch paneling, just that real okay. cheap wood paneling.
Well, and you don't think there's any insulation between the paneling and the outside siding?
I do. There is, okay. but it's very thin.
Okay. Now, this brings up a bigger question, and Dennis, I'd like to address it. There are a lot of companies that will inject foam into a situation like that, into a situation where there is maybe some bat insulation. What's your take on that?
Well, it sounds like what Neil has may need some attention if it's that style construction. He may really have a cavity in there, even though he has some insulation.
Right.
So that may be something that we could help him with.
Okay.
I'd have to look at it to know for sure. But on a given day, if a home has 2x4, 2x6 framing, it has a full width bat.
Let's take
there.
A 2x4.
Yeah.
So we got an R11 bat insulation. Okay, and it's been in there for, let's say, 20 years. Okay,
the insulation, that the R value of that bat has never really changed. That,
right.
That is designed and engineered that doesn't really change. The only changes are if there's an air infiltration issue, and we've seen a house where the walls are torn apart and the corners of the bat, or where there's a pipe and wire, it's real dusty and dirty.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
That's where air has been traveling through that cavity,
right.
and that fiberglass bat has filtered that dirt and caught it. So if you have a situation where there's a lot of air infiltration, then the foam insulation might improve that. But if the bat was installed properly the day that they put it in, it's really about the same. It's virtually the same. As it is today.
It doesn't, if the insulation was installed correctly, it doesn't pay to inject foam into that cavity.
Basically, it does not.
Okay.
If you do the math, and we put a little bit of insulation in there, we could put in a couple of inches, maybe an R8, and we compress that bat, and you figure that the fiberglass bat still has some R value, you still end up at about 11. So for it, it's really not cost effective for the customer. Now, having said that, if a person does a home energy audit or they know that there are certain areas where the bats are not installed correctly,
yeah.
or the insulation is missing, then that's a different story. Then it's worth taking a look at.
Now, I will tell this caller that if he would just get in and insulate his floor joist area. And the important thing about insulation, and most people don't realize it, sometimes when you're in there on the crawl space, You unfold the little ears on the bats and you staple them to the bottom of the joist. That is a absolute improper installation of insulation. You actually need the fiberglass to go up and touch the surface that's adjacent to your living space. So you actually have to pick that bat up in between the floor joists without compressing the fiberglass. Make sure the fiberglass is making full contact with the subfloor, and so you're not surface stapling those tabs to the bottom of the joist. You're actually inside stapling just inside the joist. That is probably going to do as much to add comfort to that cabin as anything he could do. And then as far as the exterior walls in the eighth inch, installing drywall is going to do something to slow that heat down a little bit, but if he's going to do that, I'd say let's take the paneling off and get the insulation installed correctly. Then he can go back with anything he wants, and that's going to be the absolute most secure way of making sure it's done right.
I think that would be ideal. The drywall would probably be better for air infiltration
than
the paneling that he has right now. But if he put drywall up, then we could inject the foam and do a good job. Also,
and I could come back up to Mountain Air and Avenue Lodge and do a free consult if you'll just show me some of your favorite horseback riding trails in the area. I'm easy.
He's lived there all his life. He should know.
If anybody knows the trails, he does. That's for sure.
That's Neil calling from Flagstaff on our CAF Country affiliate. We've got Dennis now in Seligman who could be listening on CAF. He could be listening on CASM out of Sedona. He could be listening to KQNA out of Prescott, that northern Arizona. We've got great coverage and great radio affiliates. Dennis, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Go ahead with your question, sir.
I'm building a new house in the Seligman area, elevation about a little over a mile, and I've used 2x10s in the roof structure that are built on a 12-12 pitch, and on the inside of the house, I would like to use 2x6 acoustics TNG that would be laid up like about 4 feet at a time and then blown in insulation and continuing on up to finish. My question is whether or not the insulation expert thinks I should have a vapor barrier there.
In your part of the world, it would probably be a good idea on the inside, yes.
Now, Seligman, it's a little lower than Flagstaff, although it's right on I-40 as well. And you're back down to...
It's on the windy side of Flagstaff.
Yeah. You're out of the pines. Not a lot of landscape. Maybe some high junipers.
That's it, yeah.
What would that vapor barrier in his part of the world benefit for him?
Well, in certain situations, I think he's going to have where he would have moisture-laden air on the inside that could egress out through the walls. And then when it reaches dew point, you have a moisture issue. So it wouldn't probably be every year that Dennis would have a problem with that, but I think there would be certain situations in the winter.
And I like the breathable vapor barriers that allow the moisture out but won't allow it back in.
Yeah, those have their place, and that might be something that he could put on the outside of his house, like a Tyvek
material.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a outstanding product.
Yeah. So there you go, Dennis and Seligman. Sounds like an interesting project. Keep us posted and feel free to send us photos of the house as it progresses and call us with any question you might have through the construction process.
John and Mesa, welcome to the program, sir. What's your question for Mr. Rodenberg?
I have a question. I just had an energy audit, and they told me I needed more insulation blown in. But then I'm sitting here, and when my door opens and closes, my wife goes out, I hear this bang, and it's the upducts. So my question is, should a person close off those upducts when you're just running air conditioning? I know they were for the swamp cooler, but are they necessary for air?
Ooh, that's a great question. And I'm gonna take this as an opportunity to get into a sermon, which is going to take a little bit longer than we have right
Everyone
now.
Everyone, get up and stretch. They don't let you do this in church.
Seventh inning stretch.
Get up and stretch and get ready for a rosy sermon to answer John's question to Mesa. And we have opened a few lines at 1-888-767-4348 or 602-277-5827.